OK Magazine is reporting that the Carters, yes, Jay-Z and Beyonce, are in couples therapy at least 3 times a week.
Wow.
Now, they may just be trying to save their marriage because, you know, they're best friends with, like, Gwyneth Paltrow,
yeah,
she and her husband.
They say Solange may have been in on something that...
Well, she knew about Rachel Roy, apparently, and that's what set her off in the elevator. Rachel Roy, of course, used to be married to Damon Dash, who was...
She's on the road so much, he could have fun.
I just don't see... I mean, he's got the most... I know that wherever there's somebody pretty, there's always somebody prettier. But I just don't see it. And I don't see Rachel Roy. Like, Rachel Roy's kind of older.
But she
and
might be freakier.
She could be. I love her. I have, like, Rachel Roy has a great fashion line.
You don't know what's
but
going on.
Anyway, that Rachel Roy is what supposedly what sets Solange off in the elevator. But Jay has supposedly deleted Rachel Roy's number from his phone. There are no more alleged late night calls, no more candlelight dinners.
Wow.
But would you really mess with your, even though he and Dame Dash aren't that cool?
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right.
Tamar Braxton's totally recovered from her collapse on stage. You remember she collapsed, didn't get back up until her husband and fans helped her.
Wow.
She kind of explained it on IG, but not really on Instagram. Probably exhaustion, I guess. She didn't really explain what happened.
Hey, listen, she got that fairly newborn and traveling and all that.
Yeah, on tour. Yeah.
Sure. So listen, all you females out there who think you need to go to broadcasting school to actually become a broadcaster. You don't.
Really?
What you need to do is get yourself aligned with a really hot guy like Chris Brown.
Really?
And then you could be a red carpet correspondent for the BET Awards.
Wow. Is that
which
what
is what Carucci is doing.
Oh, guess what? And guess who else is a correspondent?
Who?
Drea.
You know, get
aren't
you.
Aren't you pissed, Britt? Because
Britt pisses. It pisses
so
a broadcaster off when a non-broadcaster. Like, look at Khloe Kardashian. What the hell was she doing that show?
Yeah.
She even had a radio show in Dallas. Like, are you kidding me? That pisses a broadcaster off. After your mom has spent all that damn money on school, and you've worked your ass off, and you can't get a job.
That's a problem.
Child cheese. I mean, but look, look at you. You've got a great job here with us.
Yeah.
Worst job ever.
Okay.
So, okay, you remember that guy we talked about with the blue eyes?
Right.
They're calling him Jeremy Dreamy McMug. Got the blue eyes.
Jeremy
McMug.
Yeah.
Like McDreamy, who used to be the doctor on the show. Okay, anyway. So, you know, he couldn't set bill. He was like, I forget, like $1 million, $900,000.
$900,000, right.
Yes. So how about his mom came, you know, she said, you know, the reason he's getting stereotyped because of his tattoos, how about one of those companies that takes tattoos off have said they're going to pay post his bill, they're going to take his tattoos off, and
get him a modeling gig.
He could make $30,000 a month.
More than that.
That's what they're saying.
If he got a criminal mind, it ain't going to matter.
Yeah,
he going to want to be back in the street.
It's like a drug, man.
He going to want to be back in the street.
So was that a real photo, him cheek to cheek with the other guy?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, that was
there was another picture of him, like, hugging another guy.
And he has a wife.
And he has a wife, yes.
Oh, which means nothing.
I'm dying to see what she looks like. Because he's hot.
Nothing ever.
I'm Alfreda. That's Off the Wire. For more stuff, go to the rest of our morning show.
Hey, coming up, y'all, we got the tweets of the morning. That's coming up next.